Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mile High Show. I'm your host, Jasmine, and tonight with me, King, are you there?
Yes, I was waiting for my introduction. I was thinking you might have forgotten who's your co-host on this show.
Oh, well, I know it's been some time, but I never forget who I'm flying with. And how are you? How have you been?
I've been excellent. How about you? Back for another season.
Yes, we are. We have so much to talk about. So many updates, and I am happy to be back on the air on the Mile High Club because our listeners and our jazzy girls and clients have given us plenty to talk about, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, absolutely. So where do you want to start updating everyone?
Well, so just so you guys don't think that we've, you know, just been lounging around while we've been gone, we have been very busy launching two very exciting projects. One is our Body Altitude Steel and Stilettos program. So we had a nice tour of New York City, and we have some exciting locations coming up everywhere from Miami, North Carolina to Ohio. So very excited about that.
Yes, yes.
And also, I know a lot of people are going to be very excited to hear about our launching of Royal Fetish Films. So I know we're not supposed to say too much about that.
Well, right? You know, we got a couple little teaser clips up there on Night Flirt for people to check out. You know, especially for people who are more interested in exploring fetishes, bondage, and just overall sexy good time. You know, make sure you check that out.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are new to the Mile High Club, shame on you, but we're happy to have you. You can check out some of our past shows on our website, jetsettingjasmine.com. If you really are the type that needs a visual when you're listening to our voices, we also have our YouTube channel with some of the shows on there. And again, for the more X-rated shows, check us out on Night Flirt. And you can figure out how to get to us on Night Flirt by checking out the website. So more information on there. All right, what other updates do we have? Did I miss anything?
Nah, we've just been touring the country as usual, and you know,
you've been international. You've left the country.
Yeah, I was, you know, in my other life. Well, I'm joking. They're all the same life. Everybody knows I'm also a musician. I was on the road touring and doing some music out in England, Scotland, Wales, Switzerland, and in Ireland, where I found two jazzy ladies who requested your presence out in Dublin. So, you know, we're going to make this thing international soon.
Very excited about that. And you also picked me up a fan out of Australia, so can't wait to see what's in store for us overseas.
Yeah, so I'm trying to see what this whole Down Under thing is about.
You know what the Down Under thing is about, of course. All right. So before we jump into tonight's topic, well, I guess it's kind of related. So, you know, I'm infamous for receiving some pretty provocative pictures via text message and emails from some of our clients, really. I was going to say some of our male followers. Yeah, but it's beyond that now. Now the ladies are sending pictures.
Oh, you're getting the vag shots, too. Oh, man. You could match them up together.
I could. But, you know, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't. You know, if someone steps out there and they're, you know, bold enough to send me their pictures or they're, you know, I don't know, they feel the courage to do that that night, I wouldn't leak them. So your pictures are safe with me, unless you ask me to. But someone has done exactly that. Did you hear that recently a whole bunch of celebrity pictures were leaked?
Yes, I heard about it. I haven't really searched or wanted to find out yet who it was.
I did. I did. Because some of the people on the list that I read were, I was like, really? Who is she sexting pictures to? But so apparently the cloud got hacked, which that's a whole nother topic, what's in the cloud. Some celebrities such as Jennifer Lawrence, Jill Scott, and Rihanna, and some people that are probably going to be celebrities now, like Hope Solo. I don't know any of these people except for Jill and Rihanna. But their naked pictures were leaked, and they're all online. So
Jill Scott was sending them to me because she sings to me in our opening song. So, you know, I don't appreciate everybody trying to get all up in her cloud. You know what I'm saying?
Let
me and Jill have our own personal time.
Well, listen, you like an audience, so now you have one.
But I wasn't in those pictures with her. You know what I mean?
You were taking them. Listen, I was like, oh shoot, because I'm very, very, you know, I don't like to send pictures out. I have, and now I'm like, oh man, like what if they show up? But I guess I'm not a celebrity enough for them to leak. But we have been working with some celebrity clients, and I just want everyone to know that celebrity or not, working with us, your information is private, and we would never leak any of that. Yeah. So keep sending your pictures. That's perfectly okay.
Well, I think that's one of the things that's made our business last as long as it has, is that people are comfortable and they know that their anonymity and their privacy is safe with us at all times. So, you know, your fantasies get to fly, but your
identity
ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Your identity is safe. You know what I mean? You
That's
fly
right.
Before with us. You don't fly public.
I like that. So what made me think of, I mean, besides that it's just, you know, it's happening now, is that is, we're talking tonight about long-distance relationships and, more importantly, how to spice them up. We know everyone has them, and we've heard a lot of great experiences and some not-so-great experiences. So tonight we wanted to give our listeners an opportunity to figure out some new ideas on how to spice things up. And so if you're not afraid of the cloud, that's definitely a suggestion. So what is your experience with long-distance relationships and having spice or needing a little bit?
Well, I think for me with long-distance relationships, the thing that spices it up for me is not seeing my partner all the time. You know, I'm very much into my own space and time when I want to be. So, you know, somebody's always there. Someone's always up under me. You know, I feel like we gonna get it in at all times, you know. So when someone's not there, I start to yearn for her. I start to lust for her. So just that distance alone already adds on to that flavor for me. So I enjoy long distance, but then, you know, starts to build up that fire for me. What about you?
I've had several long distance relationships, and the older I get, the more successful I am with them. I have to say that. A lot of what you said, for me, it's just being busy and engaged in a lot of projects. I am starting to find that when I'm in a long distance relationship, it's like an outlet for me. physically, emotionally. Just, you know, it's almost like a personal vacation when that person is around. So I think I've gotten pretty creative how to keep it spiced up and how to keep the passion there. Also have found some interesting ways that I, you know, find myself staying faithful to our agreement, where in the past that's been an issue for me and my partners.
So give us an example.
Keeping it spicy?
Well, an example of the spice, and then an example of what, since you said that you've grown with them and you've become more successful at them, give our listeners also some advice on what has made you more successful now than as opposed to the past.
Okay. One of the main things that I think has that's made me more successful in the past is not having to be everything to the person that I'm with. So, for example, you know, allowing him that flexibility of having fun. I remember being younger and being like real crabby, you know, he went out with friends or really being caught up in the thought that maybe he's flirting with someone else or, you know, that it, to me it's kind of young, but I know a lot of us just, it's insecurities. It really doesn't have that much to do with age. So the more comfortable I am with my skin and more comfortable I feel about the time that we are together is valued, I start to care less about those other moments. I actually kind of find it a little sexy when, you know, like if he's going out and I'm like, oh, let me see what you're wearing. And, you know, why don't you maybe wear this cock ring for me? And, you know, think of it while you're out. Or just
you be making him wear a chastity belt?
I don't make him do anything. I make suggestions. And I even sometimes say, like, I hope that at some point in the night, like maybe you see someone that's attractive and you get hard. Because with that cock ring, it's going to, yeah, it'll remind you who you're really supposed to be hard for. So, little funny
nice.
Stuff. You know, if he does it, he does it. If he doesn't, you know, he doesn't. But it's actually given me an opportunity to use other situations that maybe in the past I would have been jealous of or afraid of. It's allowed me to use them as opportunities for us to become closer. So, I like it. Yeah. And
I think that's going back for 1 second. You know, a lot of people aren't familiar with cock ring, and you know, I made a joke about a chastity belt. It's obviously not the same thing as a chastity belt. So why don't you give our listeners a little bit more detail about what a cock ring is, what it does, and how you use it with your partner?
Okay, absolutely. So a cock ring is placed around the base of a man's penis. Better be a man's penis. So based around base.
I'm not even going.
I know, it's like, don't go there yet. Some things don't need a qualifier, right? And what it does is it slows the flow of blood. So think about the fact that it keeps him harder longer, and it usually makes for a more exciting orgasm. Keeps the penis nice and sensitive. So you can use it while you're having sex. So that way his blood flow stays at the top and tip of his penis, creating an incredible sensation from what I hear. There's vibrating ones. There's remote control ones. The producer of our show actually shared with me a new one that I have to get my hands on. That's remote control. That's kind of cool. And then there's ones that are just kind of like plain rubber. You want to make sure that it's the right size. You don't want to strangle anyone. You want to make sure that it's just comfortable enough so that when he is erect, you know, he can feel it. There's a sensation there, but not to the point where you're losing total circulation. So.
Yeah, that would be a bad
anything one. Fast? Yeah, that would be bad. That's not safe. So it can be a lot of fun when used together or in this case with a long-distance relationship when you two are apart. It's a nice little reminder. Just like women sometimes might wear some nipple clamps or vibrating panties. There's so many little things that we can do to remind ourselves of our partner when they're not around.
I like that idea. I like that remote control one.
Yeah.
What is it like to constrict when you press a button? It constricts or it vibrates?
It vibrates. Yeah, it vibrates. And then you have like different settings if you want it to pulsate or just different, you know, different settings, like a regular vibrator.
What's the,
and there's a
what's the distance on that, though? Like, can you be, like, because you might, your long-distance relationship, like, if your man's in, like, Indonesia on business or something like that, you know, that might not work.
It might not work. But a woman like me would send the remote to, you know, one of my jazzy girls in the area and ask for her help. Yeah. You'd have to figure out who in the club has my remote. But
still be walking up to everybody in the club. Are you vibrating my cock ring right now?
I'll tell you, though, there's also really cool cock rings that have like a little bottom attachment or a piece attached to it, and the vibrator on that stimulates his balls. So double stimulation, or if you're using it while you're having sex with your partner, it can rub against your clit and create a really good sensation for both of you. So cock rings is where it's at, ladies.
You got
and
like
men.
A cock ring PhD or something like that.
I know. It's new to me. I would say within the last,
You have studied hard, literally. Good job.
Well, I didn't want anything to hurt my partner, number one. I wanted to choose the right one. And, you know, I'm always looking up new ways to add to our clients' fun. Cock rings.
I dig that.
Mm-hmm. And you, what are some of your tricks of the trade when it comes to keeping your partner engaged in a long-distance relationship?
Well, I think for me, the thing that... See, I'm not like you. I take all types of pictures. I have no problem sexting and sending pictures and video, anime, whatever it is. Like, I have no problem engaging in none of that. I feel personally, I'm like, fuck the cloud. The cloud gonna put my stuff out there, doesn't bother me at all. But I think even more so than just images, I mean, I'm a writer. You know, I write music, so... I enjoy sexting. I enjoy words. I enjoy, you know, just asking questions, getting into my partner's mind, seeing what she's thinking. And phone sex, absolutely, all day, every day. Phone sex is awesome. And especially, you know, you got Skype, FaceTime, all that good stuff. Like, I really enjoy when there's distance between us. Any kind of way that we can creatively make each other come. Like, I feel like if there's that attraction and that passion from a distance, imagine how much stronger it's going to be when we're in person. So I think any kind of ways... What's up?
No, I was just agreeing. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I think I've found certain times when my partner and I have been separated and... I just yearn for her. I'm like dreaming about the last time we were together, or she texts me something that just makes my dick hard instantly. I come hard as hell just stroking myself thinking about it, you know, so that I know the next time I see her, I'm going to tear it up. Like, it just goes that way. I really think that, you know, the mind is the most powerful organ in the body when it comes to sex. You know, you can find somebody who's physically attractive, but, you know, you get them in bed and it's boring. They have no imagination. Yeah. They have no creativity. They have, you know, no passion. It's just a hollow body, you know. And I'm at a point in my life where I want a woman to turn me on all levels. You know, I could find a beautiful woman anywhere, but where can I find that beautiful mind that's going to make me just want to make love to her in all types of ways? So I think you find out more about someone's intelligence and sexual creativity when you have a long-distance relationship, because they have to find new ways to turn you on just as you have to find new ways to turn them on. And if you can stay together in a long-distance relationship, it shows that you got some kind of skills about you, you know. Because you probably passing by somebody every day that's right there, and you're like, nah, you know?
Well, after that description, I am sure there will be many of applications in your inbox of women that are not just, what did you say, a shallow?
Oh,
or
a hollow
empty,
body.
A hollow body, gosh. Oh, that empty, huh?
I mean, I mean, you was like, for example, you know, we were talking about, you know, Jill Scott earlier, right? Like her music, like if you're a creative person, use your whatever your creative art is. If you're a painter, if you're a musician, if you're a singer, if you're a writer, whatever your talent or your gift is, if you use that for your partner and you use and you share that gift with your partner, I mean, what's better than that? And I feel
if I was Jill Scott, I would sing "Sex" to my partner over the phone.
There you go, exactly. Like I've always had this fantasy. I've always wanted Sade to call me and sing to me. Like I feel like I would just come off of that.
Aww.
I don't care what she, it's like almost anything that woman say, whatever she sings is just sexy to me. So I feel like everybody, like for example with you, you know, you have a creative sexual mind. So you using that with your partner, that's gonna keep him coming back to you. Even if it's from a distance, he's gonna find a way to get to you. even if you aren't in a long distance relationship, you should be using some of these creative techniques. You know, you're not with your partner at every moment of the day. You know, when your man is at work, your woman's at work, or y'all are apart for a certain time, try a little sexting, try a little Sade singing over the phone. Do something, you know, keep it spicy.
That's right. And you know what? Now with how busy people are and how transient with travel and, you know, doing multiple things at one time, sometimes this just can be created even when you, like you said, are in the same city. So we are going to give you some quick ideas of things that you can do if you're in a long-distance relationship and you want to spice things up, or you're in a close-distance relationship and you need to get a little closer. I put some of our thoughts together, and King and I, we talked to a few of our clients that we've been working with over some time to see what's been working with them. And King, feel free to just chime in as I talk about a few of these things, okay?
All right.
All right. So we have sending sexy pictures of yourself. But when we do this, we want to make sure that you're comfortable with it. So a lot of times when people think of sexting or sending provocative pictures, it doesn't have to be provocative for what works for me. It has to be provocative for what works for you and what works for your partner. Any partner of mine knows me well enough to know that, you know, they're probably not going to get a full-on bad shot, but I may wear something that's kind of sexy, or just a sheet or something along those lines, because I'm still afraid of the cloud. But
you know, if I could put dick pics on Instagram, I would.
You would.
I don't care. I would.
It was. You see, and that's what works for him. So make sure you're comfortable with it. Gosh. That term was coined here. Okay. Also, set aside some time for phone sex or cyber sex. And just like King said, I think one of the important things with this is make sure that it's a time that works for both of you. It should be a time where neither one of you are rushed, because I've had some bad experiences with that, where we just kind of got into a very intense conversation and I had to go. So
you left him hanging.
I did, and I felt really, really bad. He was setting up like a scene and, you know, like, oh, you know, go in your room and grab this. And I was like going with it for a little while until I realized like, oh, shoot, you know, I only have like 2 or 3 minutes before I have to jump to something else. And
blue phone.
Yeah,
ball.
You know.
That's awful.
I know, right? That's bad. So I felt bad. So kind of, you know, make sure that you're flexible in terms of making sure you have enough time to see your scene all the way through. Let's see what else. I like this, sending packages of personal objects. So maybe some panties in the mail or that remote control cock ring, you know?
Okay. I like that.
Okay. Let's see. What else did we get? Oh, I think you'll like this one. A playlist of songs that maybe remind you of your partner, or like, next time we're together, we're going to fuck to this playlist or something like that.
Gorilla.
Oh, that's
I'm
a good
fuck
one.
The Gorilla on repeat.
Some monkey love, y'all.
Nah, I like that. I mean, I think also, too, you know, sometimes that song or that feeling or even the beat or the groove of the song can communicate some things to somebody that you might not even be able to put into words. So I always believe music is the answer.
Wow. Here it is, reappearing as a relationship fixer. So also we have a couple, and they've been with us for almost 3 years now, since the Emotion Picture days, and they were in a long-distance relationship from the wife was here in the States and the husband was over in France. And they actually were using our radio show as an activity that they did together, and they continue to follow the Mile High Show. Now that they're reunited, we kept them together, the Emotion Picture team, and now you and I continue to enhance their relationship. But they found the show that they enjoyed the topics, and you know, they took from it what they needed and debated what they didn't, and it allowed them to participate in an activity together when they couldn't be together.
Nice. I like that.
So, it makes me feel good that, you know, us sitting around talking about sexy things leads to people staying together and doing sexy things.
We have a purpose.
So, yes, finally, right? Also listening or sharing erotic stories. I know I used to write them and email some pretty good stories back when I had time to write. Now I'll copy and paste a really good one. So,
speaking of which, I have to write another one of my blogs for Cal Exotic. So
that's great.
I'm working on, you know, a little bit of erotic writing here and there.
Yeah, your reviews. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, as you have some time to peruse the website, jetsettingjasmine.com, you will see a very big difference in how King and I write our reviews. And I'm like reading yours, like, damn, it did that. That, you know, and mine are like, you know, it takes 3 AA batteries. It's mine are so technical.
You're very scientific with your reviews.
I know. But you know what? I write for how I purchase things, and you know how I need to know how it works, what it's going to take, and what's the outcome. But your reviews have really led me to look at things in a more creative light. So make sure you guys check those out.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. So
well,
let me
hopefully
think.
Hopefully they'll feel the same way about the Royal Fetish films as well.
Yes.
So that's another day, another topic. You know,
but if you
want
to sneak peek.
Learning.
And something recently that I received actually from one of our jazzy girls, and I was just like, ooh, this is interesting. She sent me an adult film clip that she had been watching. And, you know, it was her way of sharing with me kind of what she's interested in. So it was a porn clip, basically, of the type of sex that she was thinking of. And I was like, wow, that's one way of communicating what you want.
I like that one. That's a good one.
That is a good one, right? And then finally, I'm going to let you take this one away. Adding a little bit of kink, so using some bondage, some dominatrix, some submissiveness into your relationship from a long distance way. So I know you, who is also a master fetish trainer. This is, in my opinion, your area of expertise.
Yes.
So how do you keep your subs excited from far away?
Well, first of all, I mean, when you have a position of dominance already established, you'll start to find a certain ebb and flow to the relationship. But if it's something that you're introducing, you definitely want to talk about it first. You don't want to just get on and tell somebody, even if it's long distance, you're going to get hung up on real quick. But I think there are different ways to add it into your relationship just by saying, well, I'm going to call you at this time. Be ready at this time. If they're not ready at that time, then they get punished, and you decide how you punish them from there. But if they do pick up, say, just start establishing a few rules. move on from those rules to letting them know exactly what you want done, how you want it done, and then you just move on from there. I think a lot of things I work with my subs also is having them write, because like I said, writing is very important to me. You can't be a good writer, you can't be my sub, even though most of my subs are pretty pathetic at writing right now, so I feel like an English teacher. But
what a chore.
You definitely have to establish just where your dominance is and how you're going to use it from afar. Because everybody, when they think dominance, they think, okay, I'm going to punish you by spanking you. I'm going to punish you by nipple clamps. You're not there to have this physical punishment. So you have to think more mental. You know, you have to find ways mentally to punish them. They're already being punished by them being out of your presence. You know,
and rewarded. I like to reward my subs.
I mean, I reward my subs when they do well.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you know, when most people's perception of S&M relationship, they usually think punishment automatically. So in a long distance situation is what I'm saying. You know, people can't do the basic punishments that most people would think of, which I think really establishes people who are good at what they do, because you'll be able to find a form of dominance and a form of reward and or punishment from a distance. Anything you want to chime in on now?
No, that's yet again another show, another topic we'll have to share more on. But for those of you that are in
another one,
in typical relationships, you can still add that beautiful element of things of everything from mental restraints, just as you spoke about. And it may even be fun to do a little bit of role playing for a week and really establish some roles of dominance and submissiveness. And who knows what happens when you guys see each other. You might want to maintain those roles or switch them. So,
yeah, I mean, I like to relate it to the stories of heaven and hell. Long time ago, they used to say hell wasn't hot, hell was cold. Because the farther you get away from the Almighty's love and warmth, the colder it gets. So the farther you get away from me and the farther you get away from listening to what I tell you to do, the colder it's going to be. So you get to teach them and train them in that way.
Very exciting. So I am going to bring us back to, and I know, you know, usually we keep our shows to a half an hour or so, but we've been gone so long, I feel like we can spoil our listeners just a little bit. Is that okay with you?
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Our listeners don't need to be punished. They deserve to be rewarded.
They do. And a lot of them have been waiting for us to come back with some new shows, so I am really excited. You talked to, and this comes up a lot of our, and we're going to have a whole show coming up soon on sexting, but you talked about using like FaceTime and Skype and those type of things. And when we do parties and we talk about ways to excite, for folks to add some excitement to their relationship, a lot of our clients feel very intimidated by phone sex or, you know, video chat or what have you. It's just they usually say they don't know what to say, they don't know where to start, and we work with a lot of clients on helping them feel confident to really, I think they all know what to say, they just need to build the confidence to say it, you know?
Absolutely.
We all know what we want to do with our partners. It's just something, you know, that keeps us from being able to communicate it. So we put some tips together on how to have a very fun, exciting, and effective cyber sex. So that might be via FaceTime or even phone sex. And these are some of the things that we found to work with a lot of our clients. Again, making sure that there's flexible time and that you have privacy. So we have found a lot of our clients, you know, they're married, they have children, or maybe they have roommates, and that could really be, you know, could hamper your ability to express yourself, or it may make your partner feel like you're not fully engaged if you don't have the privacy that you need. So make sure you pick a time that works well for both of you. And if you're the partner that maybe doesn't have or has a more flexible schedule, be okay if your significant other needs to reschedule or if they have some competing priorities, because you want it to be pleasurable for both of you. So, King, have you had some experiences where, like, you know, you're trying to talk sexy to a lady and she's, like, yelling at her kids in the background or has to put you on hold because, you know, she's got another call coming in or something like that?
Never been put on hold in that moment before. But I have definitely had the kids in the background situation. And, you know, sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's tough to for people to find some time, you know. So even in those times, maybe you just want to listen to me so that I can talk to you. You don't even have to respond right now. You know, when you find your little quiet moment, you'll be able to remember every single thing I said to you and everything that I was doing on the other end of the phone.
That is very thoughtful of you.
I'm a pleaser.
And that you are, unless they need punishment. But the other thing that I have found, and it works for me personally too, is to do most of the things that you would do if you were getting ready for a real date or you were going to see your partner. And I'll talk about some bloopers, but I have found myself, again, not being really prepared. And it's always good to be spontaneous in your relationships, but sometimes it is also very good to be prepared. I have found myself, like, getting into a hot and heavy conversation, and then my partner saying, hey, you know, will you take a picture for me or let's FaceTime? And I'm thinking, like, shit, I haven't shaved. I haven't polished my toes. You know, like, all of those things that at least us women can get really caught up on. So besides the fact that a lady should always be prepared, there are some unladylike days that we have, but I always suggest that if you are going to have a FaceTime situation or even phone sex, if you feel good, you'll come across confident, and you'll really bring the essence of being right next to your partner. How about for you, King? Do you think that works?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm definitely a anytime, any place kind of person. If we have to set some time, you know, I think any way that you can let your partner know that they're important, special, and appreciated is paramount. So yes, yeah, you definitely want to shave your legs when he gives you a FaceTime call, unless he's into that sort of thing. You never know.
Or have him maybe while you're shaving your legs. You know, that could be fun too. I'm preparing for you. Ooh, that sounds like foreplay to me. You know, let me take a shower, I'm going to do this for you, I'm lighting a candle, like all these things prepping for the time that you guys are going to spend together. So, that builds anticipation. I think I'll use that myself. And also, you can learn more about erotic visualization. This is something that we work with our clients on, is helping you either lead your partner or allow yourself to be guided through some erotic visualization. So really painting a picture. And can you give a perfect example of, you know, allowing your partner to just be quiet as you take them through what it is that you want to do to her, or what you've been thinking of, and really setting up a visual. So there's some great techniques on that. If you're not a natural storyteller, we help our clients with prompts and just different things to help get you comfortable with painting a nice, sexy picture. And, you know, I have been really good at bringing my partner to climax with some of my erotic visualizations. I'm feeling good about that tonight.
Why don't you give us an example?
I will not. I will.
We're always trying to get this out of you. At some point,
I know,
it'll happen.
But you know what, King? You know what? If someone would like to have a taste of my erotic visualization, that's right, taste my visual, they need to check us out on Night Flirt. Okay. So also, when you're having your erotic time, your cyber time, you can add some music if that gets you in the mood. And don't forget to compliment one another through your session. For those of you that are new to this, it may feel a little bit, you know, a little bit vulnerable, especially you don't have that body language right there with you. So make sure you compliment your partner quite a bit. And this one, I don't know how you're going to feel about this one. I'm interested in seeing. But I have heard a lot of my clients say they felt really bad when they don't have any post-play. So there's foreplay and there's post-play. So right after they climax, either one of them or both of them, hopefully both of you at the same time, after pleasuring each other with your visual, erotic visualization, the call ends. It's just like that. And a lot of ladies have said that they felt very awkward, or it just took the whole experience away, because when you are, you know, face to face and in each other's presence, you have an opportunity to, you know, have your orgasm and kind of revel in it for a little while, maybe even cuddle. So a lot of my ladies have been talking about needing a little bit of post play. What do you think about this?
I mean, I think for most dudes, after that, you know, it's kind of hard to handle your phone if you got, you know, cum all over the place. So that but, you know,
you
I could definitely
point.
I could definitely see that, though, as opposed to being in person where, you know, it's not as bad, you know. People don't want to ruin their phone.
That is true, but I will give you this example. I won't give you any erotic visualization, but I will give you this example. My partner and I were, you know, on the phone, and we're having this FaceTime experience, and I guess he had his phone propped up or something like that. So after he had his orgasm, instead of just like, you know, okay, goodbye, they took the time to be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Or, you know, he took the time to say, let me run to the bathroom and clean my hands. I mean, it's not, I mean, that's pretty difficult. I mean, you would do that if you were together. And then jump back into the conversation. And, you know, just like, that felt really good. And just reassuring, making sure that your partner is okay, and it's not ended so abruptly. So it's okay to take that little break if you need to clean yourself off or to readjust your phone. And then kind of end the conversation.
I was joking. I was just trying to stand up for everybody else out there. But no, it's definitely something that I'm sure most people don't even think about. You know, just because, like you just said, it is different than when you're actually there with your partner. But definitely, you know, if you know, just as you said before, if you're gonna prepare and get ready and all of that, you know, fellas, we already know. You can have your prepared, you know, spot where you're going to bust off at. And then you're be able to clean up and be able to have the post play with your partner.
That's right. You can have your after sex towel right there with you. So,
towel,
you guys know.
Sock, paper towel.
Ew.
Empty banana. Stop.
We know that you guys love spontaneity just as much as we do, and hopefully you'll take these tips, and, you know, some of these things will come to mind when you do have an opportunity to plan, or, you know, if you just happen to get on the phone, side of bus a nut, stick on the phone for a little while. You can do that whether you're prepared or not. So I think
the empty banana peel was funny, but it is very useful.
Is it really? You've done that?
No, we could do a whole show on masturbation, different oils,
different places. You have come in some very, 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 very exciting places from, yeah.
I mean, just from the right touch demonstration, you already know. Champagne glasses.
I want you to stop right there. So, wow. It has been very, very, very good to be back in the Mile High Club with you, King. And I think we shared quite a bit. I probably shared a little bit too much.
You never share enough. We have all of these fans of Jet Set and Jasmine that want to know all the outer and inner workings of your sexual life. They want to get all up in your cloud.
As long as they don't switch in my cloud. they can contact me at
Let
any time.
Let your cloud leak,
bro. I'm always happy. I'm always happy.
Leak that cloud.
To stop it. To share information, answer any questions that you may have. There's a million ways to get a hold of us. So for me, jetsettingjasmine.com, on Twitter, jetsetjazz, Instagram, jetsettingjasmine, Facebook, jetsettingjasmine. Okay, I think you guys got it. And how about you, King? How can they get in your cloud?
On my dictogram, it's at the King Noir, THEKINGNOIRE. You can also catch me on Twitter, King Noir. And, you know, I'm up on the Jet Set and Jasmine website, and you could find me
all over it.
King Noir, XXX, NOIRE, and all that good stuff. So,
yes.
That's what it is.
That is what it is. So stay tuned for more episodes of the Mile High Club. We have plenty of experiences to bring to you this season. And King, will you take us out tonight?
This is a renaissance for the art of making love. Jet setting around the globe with the Mile High Club. Stay sexy, y'all.
Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. I catch that breath, give it right back to you. You're in so deep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my brakes, arch my back high for you. Your diesel engine, I'm squirting that oil. Down on the floor till my speakers start to boil. I flip a shish, quick slip, hips dip, and I'm twisted. And your hands and your lips and your tongue tricks. And you're so thick.
Twisted.